Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I saw this the statement made in the state news from yesterday's edition about a story, and I want you to tell me if it's fair. East Lansing landlords and employers might obtain the ability to openly and legally discriminate against students and members of the lesbian, bisexual, and gay, trans, and transgender community if a recently introduced bill gains enough support from Michigan lawmakers. Is that fair?
Shockingly, it is a fair statement, Tony. There is a bill pending now in the State House of Representatives that would ban local units of government like East Lansing from adopting civil rights ordinances or human relations ordinances that are more inclusive than state law. So state law currently does not prohibit discrimination against people based on their sexual orientation or their student status. Our local ordinance in East Lansing does. And if this bill becomes law, it will void the portions of our ordinance that provide those protections and, in effect, will legalize discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations based on those two characteristics, sexual orientation and student status, which is why our council unanimously took the step last night of passing a resolution in opposition to this bill and will be advocating to protect our human relations ordinance in the city of East Lansing.
Well, there are two other bills which were passed by the House last month that make it illegal for East Lansing and MSU to offer benefits to same-sex partners. The city and university currently offer benefits for both heterosexual and same-sex managers, so there seems to be an all-out battle here.
I think you're right. And, you know, it's an issue of fundamental fairness for the residents and employees of our community. East Lansing is a city that values diversity and wants to be welcoming to residents of all different types of backgrounds. That's why we have this human relations ordinance. That's why we offer what we call other eligible individual benefits. And the legislature, in my opinion, it has waged this unreasonable and unwarranted attack on our local control over these issues of concern to our community. And that's why we've, again, taking the step of opposing this legislation and standing up for our local prerogative as a community to respect diversity and value each and every one of our residents here in East Lansing.
Why is this being done, Nathan?
Well, you know, I think that there are individuals in the legislature who have personal bias regarding especially sexual orientation and LGBT individuals, and they've decided to incorporate that bias into legislation. I also, quite frankly, think for some of these folks, they think it's good politics. But for us here in East Lansing, as I said, I mean, this is an issue of fundamental fairness and respecting the equal dignity of all of our residents and our employees, and it's not something that you should play politics with. We should look at the basic issue here, which is that everyone should be treated equally in our community, and that's the principle we're standing up for.
I have heard Representative Ajma say that the state is in peril when it comes to funding, and that he doesn't believe that these groups, these people, should be supported via insurance unless they're married.
Well, I would suggest that Representative Ajma should look at the facts when it comes to institutions that offer these benefits for other eligible individuals, because the fact of the matter is the financial impact on these institutions is negligible, while the symbolic impact and the impact it has on making a clear statement that we respect the value and dignity of each of our employees by offering these benefits is monumental. So it's well worth the value, and the actual monetary impact on our budget and MSU's budget, Ingham County's budget, and the other institution that offers these benefits is frankly negligible.
What has been at the top of your agenda when it comes to business with the East Lansing City Council?
Well, I think right now the two most pressing issues in our community are our city manager search and managing the continuing budget challenges that we face due to reductions in state funding and declining property values and the declining value of our property tax revenues then. So those are my two top priorities, and they occupy most of the council's time.
Where are we when it comes to hiring a new city manager?
So the council has approved the retention of a search firm, Affion Public, that will be assisting us with recruiting potential applicants. I'm hopeful that That formal recruitment process will actually start by the end of this week, at which point we'll begin the process of going through those applications and identifying the proper candidate. I'm hopeful in terms of a timeline when we might actually have someone in the job that we're looking at something after the first of the year at this point in time. There's going to be a public input process that remains to be done in terms of interviewing some of these potential applicants. The council will interview them. We're in all likelihood going to have a community meet and greet with the finalists to give everyone a chance to talk to these folks and kick the tires, as it were, to find the right match for East Lansing. So we've got quite a bit of process left to go, but we're well on our way.
Nathan, any new news on the project with the city of Lansing in regards to the golf course?
Yeah, there are discussions that are ongoing. As with most of these development projects, it's slow going, getting all the pieces in order, but you know, we have a standing commitment to improving the Grand River Michigan Avenue corridor. That includes work that's being done by CATA on bus rapid transit. It includes cooperating on the potential redevelopment of the golf course in the Frandor area, our own efforts to improve the streetscape and development along that area. So it's a great example of where communities can't act on their own to improve something, because it really is a regional asset, this corridor. And so we continue to work diligently on improving that area and focusing on economic development along the corridor.
All right. Before we let you go, Nathan, I'm sure you saw yesterday's state news, page 8, the back page. There was a letter from Michigan State University President Luana Simon. I'm sure you've heard about the racial incidents on campus. There's 40,000 plus students there. Just wanted to get your take on what you've heard and what your thoughts are.
I mean, obviously the incidents that have taken place are concerning. I've been very impressed by the proactive way that the university has addressed what's occurred. Seeing meetings where you have hundreds and hundreds of students coming together to respond positively to these type of incidents, I think, is a really strong sign for the university and for the community that this type of conduct is inappropriate and won't be tolerated at Michigan State or in East Lansing. So the fact that the incidents occurred is obviously concerning and unacceptable, but I think that the president has shown real leadership in this regard, and so has the university community. And I think ultimately, in the end, it'll be an opportunity for both the university and the community to come out stronger by making a very clear statement that these are not the values of either MSU or East Lansing, and that we do value diversity and inclusion in our community.
Were you surprised to learn that there were several racial incidents that had happened in a short period of time on campus?
I was surprised to learn that. Again, this is a community that I don't think those are not the values that represent MSU or East Lansing. But, you know, shockingly, these things do happen everywhere at every time. And, you know, what's important is how you react to them. And I think that after the incidents occurred, the university and the student population have reacted in a very positive way. And I think they will continue to do so. And that's where our focus should be.
Nathan Triplets, a member of the East Lansing City Council. Nathan, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Tony.